Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Future Proof Extra
with Jonathan McRae,
proudly supported by Research Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, solar energy is now the world's most affordable source of power, cheaper than coal, gas, and even wind. And for the first month in history, solar energy was the main source of electricity generated in the EU. So, what does this mean for Europe, Ireland, and the planet? Paul Dean is Senior Lecturer in Clean Energy Futures at University College Cork. He's a researcher at the Marais Centre for Energy, Climate and Marine as well. Paul, welcome to the programme. Thank you very much for joining us. I suppose the first thing is people who listen to this programme will know I really struggle with electricity. It's the one thing I just can't get my head around how electricity works. So let's start with baby steps on this one. Before we talk about solar as a technology, can you explain how solar works? Like, how can we turn energy from the sun into electricity?
Now, this is an important distinction here. Very easy to mix up energy and electricity. If you look outside at your car, and maybe if you look at your heating system, that's probably not plugged into anything. You might be using petrol or diesel or home heating oil, and that's energy. But essentially, what electricity does is it powers our appliances. Most of that electricity today, Jonathan, in Ireland and around the world was generated and is generated by large amounts of fossil fuel. And fossil fuel, essentially, you burn stuff, you turn that energy into electromagnetic energy, and that's transmitted or moved to your homes via large power lines, and that turns appliances. And the same principle kind of applies for solar panels, but it's a little bit different. What happens is the sunlight falls on these panels. In these panels, you have a mixture of different minerals and materials. And with some clever chemistry, what happens is that electrons move around those panels. But here's the important part. When that electricity leaves the solar panels, it's exactly the same as a normal electricity that comes into your house. So if you're generating electricity from sunlight, your appliances just see it as normal as electricity. And this allows this electricity from sunlight or from other renewables to mix quite easily with general electricity. And in many ways, it's a cleaner and, as you said, now a more affordable alternative to fossil fuels for making electricity.
It seems like over the past 30 years, they've become so efficient that even in Ireland, we can get energy on a not that sunny day from our solar panels. Is there just a limit to how much we can actually take from the sun?
Yeah, there is. So we're kind of reaching that limit at the moment. You know, typically it's around 20% of the sunlight is transferred or translated into electricity. But the interesting thing, actually, Jonathan, about solar panels, yes, it's not just about the technology. Improvements in efficiency will typically make the solar panels a little bit smaller or allow you to get a kind of a bigger bang for your buck in terms of surface area. But the big thing what efficiency changes have done over the last number of years is that they've reduced cost. From an environmental perspective, Jonathan, the reasons for using renewables like solar and wind for producing electricity were always very clear and compelling. But what's changed over the last number of years with these energy efficiency improvements and improvements in materials efficiency and manufacturing, it has dropped the cost. And that's changed the argument for solar for not only something that's good for the planet, but it's good for people's pocket. And that's why even in countries like Ireland, you know, if we were having this conversation, Jonathan, 5 years ago, and you were asking me about solar, I would honestly have said to you that solar has probably very little role to play in Ireland just because it's too expensive.
Really?
But today, 5 years on, we've got about 150,000 homes and businesses now in Ireland that are generating meaningful amounts of electricity from sunlight. And that's not, Jonathan, because people are, you know, virtue signaling about climate change or wanting to save the planet. It's simply because they want to save money. And that's where the economics has tipped now very strongly in favor of solar electricity. We're seeing that in Ireland. And those numbers that you spoke about at the outset kind of reflects that kind of tipping point in economics right around the world.
And these panels have good longevity as well, right? I mean, that we're getting, you know, reasonable throughput. They're cheaper.
Yeah.
And they last, you know, they can last up to 30 years.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, And often people ask me, you know, the chemistry inside these solar panels is quite complex, all right? You got like electrons moving around the place and bits and pieces. And people would say, well, if I put my ear up to them, will I hear the kind of electrons whizzing around the place? And no, you don't, right? There's kind of no moving parts. They're easy to install. They're kind of passive from their maintenance perspective. And that's a good thing. And that means they last a long time. So if you have solar panels on your business, on your home, or on your school, because we are seeing a lot of schools now install solar panels as well, Jonathan, because they don't really move around a lot. The chemistry is fairly well understood. They last for about 25 years. And that's up there with kind of conventional thermal power plant to get as well. So a few of those panels up on your roof, they're producing electricity when the sun is shining and when there is daylight, but they're not doing it just for this year only. They'll do it for the next 25 years. And that's and again, that really reinforces, I suppose, and amplifies the economic benefit and the environmental benefit of solar technology in Ireland and right around the world.
Right. And so presumably then this is really the way forward, because we're seeing in China, they are absolutely going gangbusters for solar because they see the benefit in it. They're able to produce these devices at, you know, absolute fraction of the cost. And you can actually deploy a solar farm in a year as opposed to a wind turbine or a wind farm or other things.
Yes.
If you have the land, it's cheap and quick to get a significant amount of energy as long as you have the input.
Yeah, and it's convenient, Jonathan, right? You know, it's really important when you're looking at renewables and things that are good for the planet and good for people. They must be convenient to deploy and they must be convenient to use. And that's what solar, I guess, has that other technologies are struggling to get. If you want to build a wind farm, it's quite complicated. It's quite technical. Solar panels are easy to install. It's a bit like Lego, okay? If you're able to install one solar panel, you're able to install 10,000. You're able to install a million of them. So this modular design for solar panels just tends to facilitate their accelerated deployment. Again, there's no moving parts. So there's no noise impact. There can be a visual impact in certain areas. You know, if you're putting a couple of thousand panels on acres of land around the country, that will be seen and that will need to be thought of. But if you look again, if you're walking around your community this morning, your neighborhood, look up at the roofs. You know, a lot of the roofs will probably have solar panels on them. And now the cost of those panels are relatively cheap. You know, a typical panel is probably around 100 euros at the moment, Jonathan. If we were talking 5 years ago, it would have been, you know, 500, 600 euros. There's still a cost associated with getting the, you know, the people to put the panels up there. You know, you need to put scaffolding in place. You need to be trained. You know, the men and women who do this job, it's a tricky job. They're working at height. They're working with electricity, so they need to be skilled. So it's not a free technology by any perspective. The fuel is free. The kit, it costs a bit of money, but the economic payback, Jonathan, for solar panels in a country like Ireland is somewhere between 6 and 10 years. We did a study in UCC a couple of years ago where we used satellite imagery to crudely count the number of roofs, rooftops in Ireland that where we could install solar. And we found that there's over 1 million homes in Ireland that could easily install solar on their roofs.
Why would you not be able to install solar on any roof?
Okay, so here's the thing. So some roofs might be facing the wrong way. You know, you typically want to be facing kind of in a southward aspect, depending on the slope of your roof. You know, you might have a dormer type roof. And sometimes your roof might be old. You might have things like asbestos. You might have things like a different kind of slate. You might have a preservation order on your house.
Can you see asbestos from space?
No, but we can rule out certain percentages of homes based on historical records for the type of roof type. But so you do need, if you are looking to install solar, you do kind of need to get your roof checked out. First of all, make sure it's structurally strong enough. But most homes built within the modern era will easily incorporate solar onto it. And again, it's just a great way of taking a little bit of ownership. You can generate about a third of your electricity throughout the year. Obviously, you know, coming into the winter months now at the moment, you're going to be generating very little. You know, most of solar electricity in Ireland is generated from April to September. But that significantly reduces your electricity bills. And again, you know, whatever about saving the planet, we all love saving money, and reducing your electricity bills by 30% or 40% is something that a lot of people enjoy at the moment.
What about the future then, Paul? What do we see as the future of energy generation? I'm feeling that fusion isn't quite there yet, but really,
no,
in 20 or 30 years' time, how are we likely to see very decentralized power grids, that people are generating their own electricity? Are there ways in our own homes that we might generate electricity in Ireland that don't involve solar panels? What does the future look like?
Yeah, it's. I think it's important to remember, Jonathan, that the future is happening now. You know, as I said, that there is 150,000 homes and businesses now in Ireland that are generating meaningful amounts of their own electricity. That's only going to continue. I don't think we're going to be at a stage where there will be kind of standalone grids around different homes. The big challenge really is not about making it. It's moving the electricity to the times when the weather is available. I think that's probably the next frontier, Jonathan, in terms of clever energy use. It's kind of moving the demand for electricity to the times when the supply is there. And that makes good economic and environmental sense.
Yeah, I was quite interested I went to Norway maybe 10 years ago now to look at a car manufacturer's solution for the future, in which the car served as the house battery, and that you would basically have your home at night, you would charge the car. And then if you knew you had a short journey, because in your calendar it said you were going to, you know, just going down the road, it would then discharge your battery in the morning to help make the toast and porridge and so on. Really interesting speaking with you, Paul Dean, from ECC in Moray. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Future Proof Extra
with Jonathan McRae,
proudly supported by Research Ireland
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.